with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Veering toward a midnight Friday government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson is proposing a new plan that would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster aid. But prompts President-elect Donald Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. Air traveler Rita Dexter hopes the budget uncertainty won't harm federal workers or impact her travel plans.
You know, I have a lot of faith in our government and in bipartisan ability to come to an agreement and a deal. I mean, ultimately, it really matters that our government is working, especially during busy travel times like the holidays.
Air traffic controllers could be affected if there's no agreement. Speaker Johnson insists there will be no government shutdown. An Indiana man's been sentenced for the 2017 killings of two teenage girls.
An Indiana man convicted in the 2017 killings of two teenage girls who vanished during a winter hike has been sentenced to the maximum of 130 years in prison. A special judge sentenced Richard Allen in the girls' hometown of Delphi, Indiana. The 52-year-old was found guilty of two counts of murder and two counts of murder while committing or attempting to commit kidnapping. Carroll County Prosecutor Nicholas McLeland represented 13-year-old Abigail Williams and 14-year-old Liberty German.
And while I don't think ever this verdict or this conviction will ever bring peace to the family, I hope that they can take this sigh of relief with me.
That audio is courtesy of WRTV. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Authorities in the German city of Magdeburg say at least two people were killed and 68 injured after a car plowed into a busy Christmas market in a suspected attack. A 50-year-old Saudi doctor is in custody. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 498 points, the Nasdaq rose 199. This is SRN News. A billboard war is developing over Christmas.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation spends a lot of money this time of year setting up signs that deny Christ and the whole Nativity story. Now the Catholic League is fighting back. The organization has rented a billboard in Madison, Wisconsin that reads, quote, "Atheists strike out at Christmas. This is our season, not yours. Celebrate the birth of Christ. Merry Christmas." An atheist display was recently set up at the Capitol building in Madison. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist News Service reports a religious schism has turned deadly in Nigeria with a church member fatally shot and two young children killed as homes were set ablaze. The violence apparently stems from a split in the global UMC over its decision to embrace gay marriage and homosexual ordination. One church member was shot and killed during a confrontation in Taraba State. This is SRN News. You could have a tough time getting that morning cup of coffee from Starbucks for the next few days. We hear more on this story from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
Workers at Starbucks say they're going on a five-day strike starting today to protest a lack of progress in contract negotiations with the company. The strikes are to start in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle and could spread to hundreds of stores across the country by Christmas Eve. The Workers United Union says Starbucks has failed to honor a commitment made in February to reach a labor agreement this year. Starbucks says the union prematurely ended a bargaining session this week and that the company is ready to continue talks. The company recently proposed to workers an economic package with no new wage increases for unionized baristas now, but a 1.5% increase in future years. I'm Donna Warder.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.